opinions and views here on News Talk 1010 WCSI 98.1 FM. I'm News Director John Clark. This morning we are talking with Whitney Amuchastegui, the Executive Director of Tsukasa. Whitney, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, John.
So I understand that Tsukasa is in the midst of a fundraising effort has some big events coming up that people might be interested in. Can we talk a little bit about Tsukasa in general and what Tsukasa does and what Tsukasa, what the mission is in the community?
Sure. Well, we have a strong vision of building a thriving and valued Latino community that benefits all of us. And I think it's really important to point out the all of us aspect of it because, you know, we serve Latinos principally. Our mission is to focus on Latino self-sufficiency, and that is in regards to their health, economic independence, education, and ensuring that Latino families feel safe and welcome here. But, you know, a large part of that is also working with the greater community and the employers at large who really rely on our work on Latinos as employees and part of the production line and really help keep this community going. So it's very important for us to be working with the community and making sure that everyone feels like they're a part of it.
So for the clients of Tsukasa, what sort of services do you provide? What sort of things can people have Tsukasa help them with?
We have a wide range of services. You know, we began as a basic needs services and referrals agency. So that really is providing answers to questions and referring people to other agencies in the community. We have wonderful partners like Turning Point and Family School Partners and San Susi. They really support our clients to a great extent. But what we have developed into is a long roster of other services like legal services. We are providing family law and immigration law, pro bono consultations for families. We have recently really expanded our efforts in health and making sure that people understand how to navigate that healthcare system, referring lots of people to Covering Kids and Families, and VimCare is a great partner of ours. Education is always a really important piece of making sure that people are successful. So McDowell is a wonderful partner, and we have, at least before the pandemic, we were offering English classes in our offices in partnership with them. But now we're doing a lot of referrals to them to offer virtual and in-person classes on site. We also have, we are in the process of expanding a lot of different services. We had created a small fund to be able to help DACA students with new applications beginning in the new year. That has been put on hold. But we are also looking to expand a fund for small businesses to support them and make sure that they have what they need to really thrive as well. But we are always evolving and trying to help those that are most in need. And to me, my heartstrings are really pulled by those little ones. And so we created a program a couple years ago called, it's our summer programming, and we renamed it this year to Metas, which in Spanish is translated to goals. But it stands for Making Education Thrive Around Summertime. And what we have done over the last 2 months is providing a small day camp that allows for kids to access the BCSC meal services, but then to work on their reading and math skills and connect them to great agencies in the community like Purdue Extension Office. You know, Harriet Armstrong was a wonderful partner in providing the Captain Cash program that taught kids about budgeting and banking and setting financial goals. And we also were able to do a lot of things with, like, the bike co-op and the fire department. So it was a wonderful experience for all, I think, and I'm hopeful that that will be able to continue in the future.
So with the growth of the Hispanic population in the community, just in the 20 or so years I've been here, I mean, the numbers have really seen almost an exponential growth in the community. Can we talk a little bit about the increasing role of Latinos in Columbus and Bartholomew County?
Sure. They're becoming more and more important as people understand that they are a growing part of our community and really help keep a lot of businesses, particularly manufacturers, in business, providing employment and that sort of stuff. But we are also seeing them become more and more a part of our school system. You know, they are certainly making up, right now in Bartholomew County, they make up about 17% of the school population, and it has become a priority for BCSC to hire diverse teachers. And we've seen that happen in droves compared to before. So that's a wonderful development. As well to our south, you know, they have right now in Seymour, they represent 37% of the entire corporation population down there. So that's a significant jump from before. And even in one school, it's just a little bit over 60% of that entire school. So this is really changing a lot of the way that I think businesses, educators, and municipalities are handling, their overall population and making sure that it's diverse and welcoming to their community.
Well, I know that in the past I've talked to folks from the Education Coalition, for example, about the need to ensure that the achievement among that population keeps up with the achievement of the other populations in the community. I can only imagine that during a year of COVID and remote learning and what have you, that it would be difficult. It's difficult for anybody to keep up. If you had a language barrier or if you were new to the country, trying to go through school virtually must have been a nightmare.
Yes, and that is why, organizations like the Education Coalition and the subset of that, which is Tu Futuro, run by Lucelena Michel, I mean, they are a very important partner of ours in ensuring that kids have what they need to be successful, particularly in high school and beyond, making sure that that graduation rate is becoming equal to that of the general population. It's all about support structures. So whether it's Tu Futuro or the EL department at BCSC, they have grown tremendously over the last 5 years, particularly. I know that they have been hard at work making sure that their students have what they need to be successful, but it is a real challenge, particularly when you don't necessarily have English as your first language. And sometimes even as your second language. So we are trying to support those organizations as best as we can. We are hopeful that this year, everything being in person, knock on wood, it will be that much more successful.
We'll be back in a minute with more news and views here at News Talk 1010 WCSI 98.1 FM. This morning I'm talking with Whitney Amuchastegui, the director of SUCASA.
The Columbus Area Railroad Club invites you and your family to come and see the trains the third Saturday of every month at Johnson County Park. The club room is open to visitors from noon to four, and admission is always free. You'll see operating model train layouts in Z, N, H, O, O, and ON30 scales. The club room is located in Johnson County Park, just off Schoolhouse Road, and is part of the park office building. For more information, visit their website at columbusarearailroadclub.com.
WCSI and 98.1 FM. I'm News Director John Clark. This morning we are talking with Whitney Amuchastegui, the Executive Director of SUCASA. Whitney, you mentioned several programs and the hopes to keep them going. What is the funding sources look like for SUCASA? I mean, where does the funding come in from?
It is becoming more and more diverse as we grow. We have been able to partner and are in the process of partnering with some state organizations, which would provide different government funds and grants and foundations. However, a large part of our funding does come from fundraising within the community, with individuals, private donations, and events. And that is what is coming up in the next 2 months. Last year, we had to scramble because we were accustomed to hosting the Fiesta Latina and the Diversity Gala, which are both in-person events and with large amounts of people attending. And, of course, that was not possible. So we had to sort of switch direction and do a completely virtual fundraising series, which we called the 40K for Su Casa. And it was a series of Facebook events that featured cultural presentations, whether it be food, cooking. We had mixology, we had performances from local bands and artists. The Tiptonians were the final act, and that was a fabulous show. And we also had Zumba and yoga. And so that went really, really well, and we decided to do something similar this year, but hybrid. So we do have two events that are in person, two out of eight of our events. And our series this year is called 60K for Su Casa. We have raised the bar in hopes of raising more money this year for the organization, as our organization is growing. And those two in-person events are Fiesta Latina, which is part of Ethnic Expo this year. They have a four-part series, and we are the final act. And the other one is a new event called 5K Move and Give for Su Casa. And that will be a 5K that is held out in Clifty Creek Park and on the 11th of September. So please check out our website to get involved in that. But in the meantime, we also have a great number of virtual events. We're doing a couple really fun ones with Savory Swine, featuring their wines and their new location in Indy that really focuses on small beer producers. And we are also doing another cooking class, this time with Robert Hayes, and a mixology class. So we have a real range of different events to participate in, and you know, you can choose to do it in person or online. And we're really looking forward to getting that going. That starts off, it will begin in August with our an escape room that we're offering to groups, but most of the events will be held in September.
So talking a little bit about the Ethnic Expo aspect to the Festiva Latina, this has got to be a big opportunity to sort of tie into the community's love and interest in participating in Ethnic Expo.
Oh, we were thrilled to be asked to be a part of that. We had in the past hosted one booth within the Ethnic Expo that was providing different foods. Each year we chose different countries to focus on. It started with Mexico, but last year it was, or 2 years ago, it was Venezuela. And so this year it was wonderful when the visitor center and the city approached us to be able to host one of the four events. And we will be doing Fiesta much like we have in the past. It will be held on 4th Street, and we have a little bit more sway this time because we have so much support from the city to be able to expand a bit further, offer new services, be able to offer new presentations, for example, musical presentations, expand it to a longer period of time. This time will start at 12 o'clock, whereas before it started at 5 p.m. So it'll go until 10 p.m., and we have a whole list of different performers, and none of that would have been possible without their support.
And again, this will be on October 2nd, which would have normally would have been the Ethnic Expo Downtowns. The 5K, what are the details on that?
So as I said, it will be held in Clifty Creek, and it is a run-walk 5K. We want to get people out there and moving. And we thought that this would be a fun way to do so. Kids are welcome to join their parents or family members. It is a really wonderful opportunity to get healthy and get moving, and also, you know, provide a little bit of funding for Sukasa. There is a small fee of $30 to participate, but all of those proceeds go to Sukasa. We would love for people to start registration. I believe that will start soon, and they can do that right up until about 2 weeks before the event actually starts, just to get some T-shirts produced for those participants.
Well, if people want to help out Sukasa, either financially or through volunteering, what sort of help do you need and how can they help?
It really varies on what you want to do. We want to make sure that our volunteers are doing what they love to do best. So if that means, you know, working with kids, we loved the fact that we had a handful of volunteers this year that helped us produce the summer program. And they were there every day on the dot to help these kids. And that was we would recognize that was a large time commitment and a lot of effort, particularly during those hot days. But that was a great way and a great way to help our kids. Throughout the year, we have lots of opportunities to get involved. You know, if you speak Spanish, we also recommend that you reach out to Love Chapel, because we always need Spanish speakers volunteering in their food pantry. That I think is a great way to help out the community. And of course, if you want to get involved in fundraising activities, we have the events always need a lot of people to help support it. So by all means, please reach out. So there are a lot of different ways throughout the year. If you're interested in tutoring, for example, adults, McDowell is a great place to go. We really want to help support those students on their road to learning English and getting certifications like your HSE, or what was formerly the GED. And so there are lots of different ways. You just need to email us and ask us how to get going.
And if people want to get more information, is there somewhere they can go online to find out more details?
SukasaColumbus.com.
We've been talking this morning with Whitney Amuchastegui, the executive director of Sukasa. Whitney, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me, John.
Thanks for listening to us here at News and Views on News Talk 1010 WCSI and 98.1 FM. I'm News Director John Clark. We'll be back next week with more News and Views. Hope you have a great weekend.